Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
McCullough.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and every Saturday night we are glad to be with you. Kevin McCullough is my name, and the guy that would normally be sitting over here is obviously not. This is not Stephen Baldwin. This poor schlub is sitting in his chair. Because Steven's not here. He's somewhere in Italy, and he was supposed to get a microphone fixed so he could just be on his own radio show. It didn't happen. And now I'm wondering if he's swimming with the fishes. We'll have to see. Hopefully we'll hear from him, and hopefully it won't be... Well, my mind runs wild with the imagination. All right, so welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're talking about one of Stevie B's friends, actually, though. The Biebs. I've been officially allowed to call him the Biebs because I wore backward T-shirts tonight. Wore the long shirt under the short shirt. Therefore, I don't know. I just thought it would make more sense. What we're talking about is Justin Bieber got arrested this week. Oh, by the way, someone asked during the break, how much jail time will he have to do? And this tells you how messed up our country is, right? Bieber is highly likely to serve more than 28 days behind bars in 2014. Say bookies who fancy Bieber's chances of landing himself a lengthy jail sentence after his recent spate of arrests in January. Labeling music's number one twerp, the bloke with the most punchable face in showbiz, Irish bookmakers, you gotta love this one, Paddy Power, because it's Irish, you know, Paddy Power, have nonetheless successfully capitalized on the pop star's shortcomings, which saw him briefly remanded in custody on Thursday for allegedly drag racing. Do the right thing and throw away the key to his car, of course, a Paddy Power spokesman said before offering up 8-1 odds that Bieber is deported back to Canada, 4-1 that he'll wind up bawling on Oprah's lap. Now, I give it better than 4-1. That's like 2-1 to me, easily. We're making odds. In a teary televised confessional, and 33-1 that he'll star in the forthcoming Fast and Furious movie. But they are saying he'll spend probably more than 28 days behind bars. The attorneys that witnessed this whole arrest go down immediately from the political and philosophical left come to the cameras and say, You know what Bieber's real problem was? It wasn't that he did all these crimes. It wasn't that he, you know, drank and then did some weed and then got stoked on grandma's prescriptions. No, that wasn't the crime. The crime was he confessed all of it in the police office, and they actually said he's undermining the justice system in America because to the left, they believe that justice should be something that you have to produce forensic evidence, and only forensic evidence can convict or not convict you. Like, they don't want his confession to be used as part, and I don't understand that. Should we let rapists and murderers go just because we admitted their confession in trials? 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Margaret in Dallas watching on the UAN on Channel 47. Hi, Margaret. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Well, thank you so much. I want to bring up something about the leaves that nobody has ever, that I've ever heard, has even brought up or touched on. And that's the fact that he has no guidance coming from anywhere. Now, I want to know why, if there's an organization that would keep him from, that his music will not play on the air unless he belongs to this organization, why within that organization is there not somebody who would set up some kind of protection for minors? 4 years ago, when he got into all this, he was pliable and could have had something done for him. And when he started going down the wrong side of the hill, somebody could have stepped in and said, hey, this has got to stop. And it was the break right then. We've got Lindsay Lohan in a mess. We had Britney Spears in a mess. And it was all because there was no guidance around her. And if they can protect her money by making them join ASCAP or whatever it is to get their music played, why can't they put some kind of controls on it to keep people from exploiting them?
Well, Margaret, I don't. Number one, I don't think this particular series of crimes had anything to do with anybody else exploiting him. And secondly,
it has come to this because nothing was done in the beginning.
Well, hold on. First of all, Stephen Baldwin happens to know his family and is familiar with his mom, and he's spent time with him. This is a kid that had some people in his life. He has a mom who is actually quite involved in his life. I was just told that the pastor of Hillsong Church here in New York has counseled him on a couple of occasions. Yes, he's gone off the reservation since he's come of age, and that's been in the last couple of years. But at some level, Margaret, when a person becomes an adult, there's not much you can say to them if they have a ton of money in their name. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Say that you cut off all his earnings right now. Nobody plays his records anymore.
But you can't do that. How do you do that legally if he's an adult and he's making those decisions?
The radio stations in Canada are not playing his records.
Yeah, but the radio stations want to play his record because he's hot and it brings them audience. It's all about their own selfish needs at the time.
They're not playing them in Canada. I heard that on the news yesterday.
Huh. I'll look that up. I had not heard that. Margaret, thanks.
I think that's a great idea. But the problem with that is he's got so much money, he won't miss it.
Probably not. And if they wanted to hear his songs in Canada, they could listen to Sirius XM and get them on the channels, because you can't block those channels in Canada. And you listen online. You listen to any radio station you want anywhere. I mean, in fact, I'm gonna do some research on that, because I don't think that that's probably true. But I'm not saying that people didn't report it, so I will look it up, and I'll try to get back to you in the next break with that. Thanks for the call, though. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. A liberal attorney saying Biebs made his case worse by confessing to his crimes, and that he undermined the justice system by doing that, because really the bulk of the evidence should be forced upon the state to produce forensically that he committed those crimes, and that his confession really shouldn't be used. Do you agree with that or not? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Orlando, Florida. Richard's listening to Sirius XM 131. Richard, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. I would like to just throw something else into the mix. First of all, he's not a kid. He's 19 years old, and in most states, most countries, a 19-year-old is considered an adult. So whatever he did, he should get the justice that any kid would get, or a young man would get, I should say. But my other thing is, I'd like to throw in, to see what people think about, suppose that he was racing down that street where a lot of families live. Some woman was backing out of a driveway with her kids, and he mowed them down. What would the people think then?
Yeah, and you know, that possibly could have easily happened. He was very fortunate that nobody was out, but I mean, the idea that there could have been innocent victims in this thing, I mean, that's really a kind of a God's grace kind of deal, right? I mean, the fact that nobody got hurt. But when you've got weed and prescription meds and alcohol all in your bloodstream, that your car becomes a deadly weapon at that point, not just a means of transportation.
And it's a shame because he's going down the same path as all those other people. We all know the names go on the list.
Yeah.
It's a shame because he's not an evil person. He's just a person that's out of control. And we both know the odds. I'll give you odds if you want. I'll give you odds that one of two things will happen in his life. He'll kill himself or he'll kill someone else and end up in jail.
I hope that's not the case. Richard, let me ask you this one last question, though. Do you think that his confession undermines the system of justice? Because that's what this defense attorney is saying.
No, I don't think so, because the defense attorneys, these people are in for the money. I think that he may have done it for one of two reasons. He just has that.
I think he was just bored. Yeah, and thank you, Richard. We're up against a break. It's Baldwin McCullough. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 Run is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome you to Saturday night here in New York City, Kevin McCullough, for both Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, and myself, Kevin McCullough, on a normal Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough Live is what we like to call this thing. And if you're watching by way of television in great cities across America like Salt Lake, Denver, New York City, Houston, Dallas, Texas, etc., we're grateful to be on your television tonight. And if you're listening to us by way of radio on great stations from New York City to San Diego, Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, we're grateful to be there. And for those of you that do that very pricey thing of the paid satellite radio, well, we're grateful that you're there as well. So thank you for getting us no matter where you're getting us at. We're talking about the Biebs. Justin Bieber. He got arrested this week. According to bookies out of Atlantic City in Vegas, he may do 28 days or more behind bars. I'm glad that we have so little thing, so few things in life that actually count for anything important that the bookies can take wagers on how much time Bieber gets. That's awesome. But here's the bigger issue. One of these defense attorney types. And she's really attractive, and she's on Fox News, and her name's Ebony Williams. She's a regular commentator there. I've seen her in the hallways a few times. She came on and said, look, what he really did wrong here was he confessed. He told the cops what he did. He shouldn't have done that. He should have made the state do their homework to get the forensic evidence to be able to put him away. And because he didn't, he's short-circuited the justice system. Now the state won't be held accountable. The state won't be held. He's the criminal, and the liberal wants the state to be held accountable. The criminal, Justin Bieber. That's an odd phrase, isn't it? Soon he'll be the convict. That's weird. He and Eminem will have some things in common, I guess. Oh, line two. James is calling from Plano, Texas, on Biz, watching on Biz TV. James, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Stephen's somewhere lost in Italy right now, but we're grateful that you're with us. What's your thought on what this lawyer has said about the Biebs and his current situation?
Well, it's just typical of what defense attorneys say. It's not anything political, I don't think. It's just what defense attorneys, conservative or liberal, say. They say, don't talk to the police, whether you confess or not. And if you're going to confess, let your lawyer work out how the confession goes so you can get a better deal.
Is that really? But let me ask you this, James. Does that give you a lot of good feelings about the justice system?
Well, yes, it does. If defense attorneys are doing their jobs, then that makes me feel really great.
Okay.
I mean, they're supposed to do their jobs.
But like, wouldn't it, in a great world, wouldn't it be good if the people that actually did the wrong things just said, hey, look, I did it, I shouldn't have done it, and lock me up, and I'll do the time because I did the crime.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about from a defense attorney standpoint. I mean, we're talking about an ideal world, but we don't live in an ideal world. And sometimes police falsely prosecute people, and you need defense attorneys. And that's why we need
Do police tend to falsely prosecute people that have admitted that they did crimes?
If they admitted that they did crimes, I don't see it as a false prosecution, no.
Okay. So my point being, this liberal attorney, and I do think it's a political, I think it's a worldview issue, not necessarily a political issue, but a worldview. Her primary focus is to see to it that the mean prosecutor in the state is held accountable. Hold on. No, that's what she says. She wants to make sure that they're held accountable. In reality, we as a justice-loving nation, we're concerned that the person who was driving a Lamborghini at 145 miles an hour down a residential street with marijuana, alcohol, and prescription meds in his system is held accountable. Because by far, the guy driving the Lamborghini, ingesting those drugs, is much bigger danger to our world than the state is.
Unfortunately, that's not as true as you'd like to believe. False confessions are fairly common, I'm afraid.
Under his own power. He just, like,
well, yeah, in this case, in Bieber's case, I would agree. He's guilty. But my point is, in Ebony's case, she's just being a defense attorney. She's saying the things that a defense attorney would. And I think in her case, she's fully justified to state.
But do you see? Where does her worldview lead to? It leads to people that do bad things getting out of being punished for them.
It also leads to people who don't do bad things getting out of being punished
very
for not
seldom,
doing bad things.
Very seldom nowadays. Let me just say, since the emergence of DNA, the quality of the level of prosecutions in this country has been refined considerably, and I think that there's far fewer abject abuses of the system by prosecutors than there may have been in decades past. But I don't
I
think...
agree, but that's not necessarily saying much. Unfortunately, DNA evidence isn't as common as we would all like to believe. I would love to see DNA used a lot more. That DNA is a great thing, but the thing is, DNA is just not always used. Sometimes it's neglected for one reason or another, either because the labs are tied up in bureaucracy or for a number of other reasons. But I do agree, DNA evidence is a great thing, and certainly if we use more DNA evidence, that would be excellent.
And I think on death penalty cases, it's really come through in a big way. James, thanks for the call. Appreciate you watching there in Plano, Texas on Biz TV. 888-340-3373. Did the Biebs commit the cardinal sin? That's what the defense attorney said. Oh, he shouldn't have admitted anything. You should have made the state be accountable to find a way to prosecute him. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Tom is in the Bronx, listening on AM 970. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Right. I'd like to say that it's a good, and the only good thing in this whole story is that nobody was killed. If someone was killed, this would have been complicated no end. No one was run over. Or no, he didn't hit another car or anything. So, by him admitting it, there's a chance maybe he will go to jail. But it won't, in other words, they claim that he didn't fight with the officers or anything.
He says they didn't, but one of the charges was a resisting arrest.
Well, yeah, resisting, but not, like, not fully getting nasty or screaming at the police or anything. So maybe that would go a little easier on them, except Florida is a pretty tough state in a lot of areas. I mean, of law.
Yeah. Well, but he was screaming at the cops. And you know,
well,
they showed some restraint. But all right, Tom, I appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. And Ralph from Red Bank, we're going to get to you when we come right back. He wants to weigh in, our resident expert on all things, particularly Obama. We'll see how Obama and Bieber fit together when Ralph joins us on the other side of this break. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night. All across the country, 9 to 11, and we're grateful that you're with us here each Saturday evening. 888-340-3373, online at baldwinmccullough.com. You can find me on facebook.com/KMC01. Coming right back.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad that you're with us. Coming to you from the studios of Extreme Media here in New York every Saturday night on a great flagship here in the New York area, AM 970, The Answer, but also on 337 other terrestrial radio stations, Sirius XM, two television networks, online. At BaldwinMcCullough.com, you can watch the TV version there. It's just so easy to interact with this show. And we're so grateful that those of you that do this do it every week. Now, we're talking about the Biebs, and the Biebs got arrested this week. He's going to do some time. I mean, I was thinking in the last segment, you know, he's going to take on a new kind of feel. He's going to be the felon, Justin Bieber, if he gets convicted. You know, he'll have that on his record. I think that will prevent him from ever running for president, which I could almost say, hallelujah, that's one person I'll never have to worry about. But that's probably not very nice. 888-340-3373. Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, thanks for your patience. You're a faithful listener to Baldwin McCullough. What's your thought on this, Mr. Ralph?
Oh, okay. Kevin, Mr. Kevin, good evening, first of all. You know, one thing we can be sure and certain about, he will serve time, correct?
I believe that he will, yes. Yes.
Okay. The reason why I say that, Kev, is because, you know, money doesn't always, you know, buy your way into the judicial system. Case in point, Paris Hilton. Did the judge told Paris Hilton, I would send you to jail? Didn't Sheriff Baca send Paris Hilton to that L.A. prison? Was that not the case, Kevin?
I'm not familiar enough with Paris's case because I don't always follow the celebrity cases.
With celebrities being who and what they think they are,
Well, there's no doubt about it. Like, take Lindsay Lohan for example. She never thinks she did anything wrong. She's almost always wrong. She's been in and out. She's been in rehab several times. And I think people fear that Bieber's on the similar path to Lindsay.
Okay, but as of late, she's not making any way whatsoever, and you know, Justin Bieber is the one that's making wave. And I'm coming to a point of view that money does not always make you buy your way into the judicial system. You know, this is the exact opposite of what the O.J. Simpson case. We would like to believe that he would not be in jail. He was put in jail for an unrelated to that case that he was on trial before. It was, you know, that case involving a memorabilia in a casino, correct?
And yes, France. Yep.
That's what, okay, and he is not likely to get out of there, even with the, quote-unquote, hearing for parole. That's not going to, that's very, very, very unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
So karma always have a way of, you know, even if you have money, don't forget you cannot buy your way.
So Ralph, let me ask you.
Karma always gonna get you.
So let me ask you this question then. That one defense attorney said him confessing to this is kind of ridiculous, and that's really the thing that he did wrong. Because she's probably thinking, well, his defense lawyer could probably get him off of all of the actual charges, so he didn't really do anything bad, confess.
Right at the time this happened, the Miranda rights was read to him, correct? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What did you ask?
The Miranda right was read to Justin Bieber by the arresting officer. The right to remain silent, all that thing.
They actually saw him, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure what your point is.
If the Miranda, that could be a technical.
Was he given his Miranda rights? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that could be a technical point, yeah, believe it or not. Even a regular person like you and I could get up on that. If the officer on the spot didn't do either read you the Miranda rights or did an alcohol analysis test.
Yeah, and the police report, Ralph, thanks for the call. The police report says that he was defiant from the get-go. He was yelling at the cops, what the F are you doing this? Why are you doing this? He kept saying what the F a lot. Why did you stop me? When the officer tried to perform a routine pat-down, Bieber said, I ain't got no effing weapons. Why do you have to search me? What the F is this? Bieber claimed he wasn't drunk and coming back from recording music. That's not true because people knew that he had been at a club that night, not in a recording studio. So anyway, it's Kevin McCullough sitting in for Stephen Baldwin and myself. And we've got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. When we come back, Gino's in the Bronx. Jacob is in Fairbanks, Alaska. We'll get to their calls and to yours. Stay with us each week. And again, we're still in search of our good friend Stephen Baldwin. He's trying to make his way somewhere across the Italian landscape. I'm waiting for a Sicilian to call up and be insulted that I'm using the Godfather music talking about Italy.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11. Thank you for being here. That's Eastern Time. On some 300-plus radio stations, great television networks, the UAN here in New York is Channel 17, I think also Channel 54, I believe. And then the Biz TV network also carrying it in places like Salt Lake City and Denver, Colorado, and some other places across the country. But we're just grateful that you choose to spend time with us. Now, we've been a little bit in search of my partner, because I'm Kevin McCullough, but the guy that would normally be sitting where young man Ivan is not with us tonight, and he's off filming a movie in Rome. It's called Sights of Death. Danny Glover, Michael Madsen, Daryl Hannah, and Stephen Baldwin. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to set the box office on fire, I'm sure. I just wish it wouldn't make him go AWOL in the process. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. We're talking about Justin Bieber tonight. Let's go to line two. Gino is in the Bronx, listening to AM 970, our flagship, right here in the blowtorch city of New York. Hi, Gino.
Hi, Kevin. We've talked before.
Yep.
But I think I failed to mention in the last time I called in that I used to be a probation officer here in the Bronx. So I dealt with young little punks like Justin Bieber. And, of course, when you run across one of these Hollywood types who are spoiled, rotten brats, have made millions of dollars that none of us in this audience will ever see in 10 lifetimes, let alone this lifetime, I'm going to give them this free piece of advice that I would have given any of the charges that were on my case.
Okay, hold on, Gino. I want to make sure. Justin Bieber, listen up right here, because the one and only Gino from the Bronx, listening to AM 970 The Answer, our flagship station, he has a word of wisdom for you. Gino, lay it on the Biebs.
Okay. As a would-be probation officer to the stars, this is exactly what I would tell him, like I told all the other little mutants that were on my case on. Straighten up. Now's the time. The judge is foolish if he sentences you to probation. But if he does, and you're lucky enough to have a guy like me as your PO, I would set you straight. Anytime you screw up, I'm going to violate you, and you're going to go to jail, whether it's L.A. County Jail or here at Rikers Island in New York City. You go there, I'm going to make sure you don't get protective custody, because that's a false sense of security. When you do some time, and you do with hardcore criminals like the ones I've dealt with, trust me when I tell you, you're never going to get busted again. You're going to have respect for a cop that pulls you over. You're never going to lay your hands on him. You're never going to resist arrest. You're never going to talk back to somebody like him or like me, because your choice is simple. You either stay free and clear, you do your time, or you go straight to prison. And when you go to prison, chances are you're going to be back time after time after time. And if that doesn't straighten you out, the graveyard will. So here's the deal, Justin Bieber, in case you happen to be listening. You should be so lucky if you get sentenced to probation with a guy like me, because I'd keep you straight and narrow. And as far as all those other fools who have been babying you and pampering you and tell you you're the greatest thing since white sliced bread, I'm here to tell you, you get locked up in L.A. County or in Rikers Island or in Attica, you will be participating in what we call the inmate's game of choice. Hide the bar soap. And if that happens to you, you're going to get it, and you're going to get it multiple times. And then you see if you think you're going to be a tough little punk like you think you are.
All right.
Prison or the grave, that's your choice, Justin Bieber. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Gino. Get some sleep. All that advice giving, I think, is going to wear you out. Appreciate the call, though. Let's go to Fairbanks, Alaska. Line one, Jacob calling, listening tonight on AM 660 KFAR. Jacob, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, Kev. How's it going?
Good. Appreciate you being here.
So I've got kind of a different perspective on this. I'm prior service, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but if you screw up in the Army and do something bad enough, you go to court-martial. If you plead guilty, you have to prove that you're guilty. If you plead innocent, you have to prove that you're innocent. So I don't think confessing undermines the justice system, but I do think the prosecutor should be required to take the evidence they already have and make sure that it fits the confession, to make sure that the wrong guy doesn't go to jail for, you know, trying to cover for his buddy or something. In this particular case, with these details, Bieber's guilty. He needs to go to jail. But in the wider picture, I think that I can sympathize with what Ebony is saying. I don't agree with exactly the point of view that was his only crime. His crime is DUI. But I do believe that if you confess, I wish civilian prosecutors would be required to make sure that the evidence that they already have matches what you're saying with that confession.
Well, and don't you think, I mean, on an average, let's just say on an average basis, Jacob, don't you think that prosecutors are going to go to trial with more than just a confession? Don't you think that there's going to be a burden put on them
absolutely.
To
we
try to put a
best
framework
best
around
systems in the world.
Right.
I just, where I'm coming from is, we all hear about those one-off stories, and it's literally like one in, what, 10,000 cases where the wrong guy goes to jail. But I do believe that there are some people who would falsely confess to try and cover for their buddy. Obviously, in this case, it's not that big of a deal. Justin was driving DUI. He'll go to jail for 30 days or whatever. So I don't know if it's a felony for your first DUI there in Alaska. It takes three to be a felony DUI unless you hurt somebody. But, you know, obviously, I think he's guilty. I think we all do at this point. The cops, yeah. I'm doing it, confess, whatever. But in the wider world of things, I do think, especially as you get into more and more progressively bad crimes, if you will, or crimes that we as society have decided require longer sentences, I do think that the prosecutor should take a look at the evidence they already have or be required to make sure that that fits the confession. I'm not necessarily advocating for spending thousands of hours of police time double-checking after somebody confesses and the confession matches all what you already have, but I do think that prosecutors should be required that, just like we're at a court martial, if you say you're guilty, you have to prove that you're guilty. There is still a trial. Whereas in the civilian world, if you stand up at trial and say, I plead guilty, the trial's over and it goes to punishment phase, right?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you, too. Jacob, thanks for the call in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening on KFAR AM 660. Great station there. And we're heard from there all the way to Orlando, Florida, New York City to San Diego, and everywhere in between. Thank you for making us the weekend's most listened to syndicated talk radio property in the universe. We're just missing half of our team. Mr. Baldwin, he was in Italy. We had him. He was there. He checked in last week. He had a new microphone. We were going to make sure that he was, and somehow, some way, he mysteriously disappeared. And, young man Ivan was the last one to talk to him. And since young man Ivan is now sitting in his chair, I think maybe I got to have Gino come back and beat him down a little bit, see what happened to Stevie B.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Rekindle the romance.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. Thank you for taking us with you. I know you've got a lot of choices when it comes to what you watch on television or listen to by way of radio. And we just cherish every single one of you that are with us on these Saturday evenings. And hopefully next weekend, Stevie B will be back. I think he may even be back in studio by next weekend. We'll wait and see. But let's go to Salt Lake City, Utah. We've been talking about Justin Bieber. He got arrested this week. He was doing some naughty things. He was driving a Lamborghini at rather elevated speeds. And by elevated, I mean like they could have taken off. It had wings. I mean, it was almost to that the level. He was high on weed and had alcohol and prescription meds in him. And he was drag racing. And then he resisted arrest. And they took him in. And he had a change of heart. And he just confessed everything. And some people say that was a bad move on his part. When I heard it, I kind of thought, that's kind of classy. Just take responsibility for your actions. But I'm reminded that there's always two sides to every story. And Gloria in Salt Lake City, listening to us tonight on one of our great affiliates there. Gloria, thanks for calling. Kevin McCullough, nice to meet you. What's your perspective on this?
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say I think Gino might use some blood pressure medicine or something. But I'm quick to say that I think we seem to all be happy when something bad happens to someone. And, you know, it gives us something to talk about.
I think you're reading a lot into that, Gloria, because I don't think anybody tonight has expressed joy that Bieber's in trouble. I think several callers have expressed concern that he's on a bad path.
I don't think that anyone has said anything nice about him.
Okay, so tell us something nice.
I would hate to hear, you know, the things about that I've heard about him that would maybe happen to my son or someone that I knew. But I think it was the summertime. I can't remember exactly which month it was, but he had a concert scheduled here, and my little niece, 7 years old, was up in Primary Children's Hospital, dying from leukemia. She has since died. And her only desire was to see Justin Bieber. And
Gloria, we're short on time. Can you tell us what happened?
He came, and he held up the concert for an hour. He was helicoptered over to Primary Children's.
Just so he could meet your niece and make that dream come true.
Very sensitive.
That's awesome. That's Gloria. That's an incredible act of chivalry. Thank you for telling us that, because it does remind us that we're complex beings. We humans are. We have different sides of us. And I hope for Justin's sake that there's a lot more of those stories in his future than the ones that were in the headlines this week. We'll see you next time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.